morning.
Good morning. And good morning to you. It's 9:19 a.m. March the 2nd, 2018, a Friday morning. So, I haven't exactly finished the story yet, but I know where it ends. I literally know where it ends. I need to write about another chapter or two. I'm going through now to make sure that the stuff that I have listed as stuff that needs to happen is there, and that it continues to make sense within the context of the wider story. But I may be another chapter away from being done. I don't know where that's going to leave me in terms of word count. And I don't really honestly care. It's going to be more than 80,000 words, which is my minimum for a novel. And with any luck at all, I'll be done with the first draft today. In fact, I probably am going to stop doing the review and start doing the last chapter or two. So that I'll have the draft complete. And then I can be officially working on the second draft and getting it ready to go to betas. So yesterday was a big writing day. I spent a lot of time writing yesterday. I don't know how many words, maybe a couple thousand. But I've already got several hundred this morning, and I've been through the first, I think, 15 chapters of the story as it's written now, and done a little cleanup. But it's hanging together quite nicely. There's a couple of things that I had to add, a couple of things I had to delete to make it work, to make the continuity work and come together. I'm really quite pleased. I didn't actually finish the 40-sentence outline, but I did do something else. I was researching beat sheets and came across the story brainstorm, which is kind of what you have to do before you do the beats. And since this book is almost done, backfilling for the beats seemed kind of pointless. But writing the story down in, I won't say in synopsis form, but in semi-synopsis form, writing down everything I know about the story, everything I think about the story, allowed me to plow through it over the course of pretty much yesterday. Did a little bit the day before. But I did the majority of it yesterday. And as I'm going through it, I'm realizing that the story is way too complex. It doesn't need to be that complex. So I'm simplifying it a little bit, taking out a few of the extraneous players. And I like what's there. So it's good. I need to get that first draft finished. I need to get second draft run through for continuity. If I really sit down and pay attention to it today, I should be able to get that first draft completed. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. This has been a long, long time coming. Getting this book out is... Oh. It's really quite remarkable that I would be 3 days ago. Today's Friday. Wednesday I was flying home. Day before yesterday. The day before that I was sitting in a convention listening to them talking about some of these ideas and wondering if I can use them. And apparently I can. It'll be an interesting struggle to see if I can do it with a book that's fresh, that's completely empty. Where I haven't done 99% of it and I'm just looking for the ending. And how well that works under those circumstances. So I'm hoping it's going to work as well. I'm hoping it's actually going to work better. We'll see. We'll see. I'm keeping an open mind on it. I'm aware that one of the problems is ADHD takes me all over the place, so having a kind of, even a rudimentary story-born roadmap can only help keep me from wandering down, as I have for the last month and a half, maybe 2 months, wandering down dead ends in the story. See how it works out. So it's a lovely morning. It's actually 40 degrees. It's probably more than 40 degrees now. Coming up on the monk. post. Get ready. Monk post. See if I can get my hood back here. Get a little extra air moving. Because it's really quite warm. It's I'm not wearing any extra thermals today because the sun is out. It's a beautiful morning. Clear. Birds chirping. Dove's mourning. And I gotta get home and get some food because I need some food. These people finally got their roof fixed. Going by the house that had the tree fall on it and punch holes in the roof earlier in the year. Late last year, I guess it was. So yeah, two in a row. Day two, March 2nd. Look at me go. I keep thinking about smarter artists, which is a little unusual, particularly since I was pretty much sure that it was going to be a complete and utter waste of my time. And while there were pieces of it that were sort of kind of reminded me of a camp meeting, can I get an amen? There are other parts of it that, while a little bit cheesy, were kind of interesting. Listening to Michael Anderle talk about his process and how he's, in a certain sense, using his name recognition to help new artists come along, new authors come up. And I suspect that's something that at some point I probably need to address. In the meantime, I'll keep encouraging new writers to write and finish and publish and reach out to others. The fastest way to get an audience is to borrow one. And the problem is, of course, that you have to borrow the right one. And the problem is also that you have to have enough work behind you to make that effort pay off, to make that effort be significant. because you can't sell, you know, one book doesn't do it. We had a couple of people who were interested in talking about, you know, how to gain an audience. But that, one has written several different books. And by different, I mean different books. There's one science fiction title that I was able to spot. And unfortunately, it was a novella. Cover was nice, but it's a novella. And there's actually an audiobook of it. It's a novella. So the Audible price is really short. And when people are looking for titles to trade in their credits on, that's not helpful. And the other titles were collections of shorts that were not, as far as I could tell, were not science fiction. And then there was some nonfiction. And it's like, okay, yeah, you got five books, but they're not all in the same place. They're not all in the same niche. They're all not addressing the same audience. So as far as those individual audiences go, you've got only one or maybe two books. And shorts. I don't know what to tell people about short stories. Yes, they can sell. The moon's in the right phase, and it's the right day of the week. You find the right reader. But people who read longer works are going to spend time and money on a collection of shorts when there are plenty of novels out. I started reading Kevin Tomlinson. He has archaeological science fiction. I'm into Girl in the Mayan Tomb. I don't know if I want to recommend it yet, but I'm also reading, what's her name, Hartman, C.J. Hartman, the first book of The Daughters of Anarchy. And I started it some time ago and never finished it, and I don't know why. The cover is pants. The cover is completely bogus. The book itself is pretty damn good. A third of the way through it. I don't remember what the title is. All I remember is it's book one of The Daughters of Anarchy. And it has what looks like a flying saucer on the cover above a city. And it's all like paper cutout looking. It's not. Yeah, there's a flying saucer on the cover, so it must be science fiction, except it turns out it's not a flying saucer. At least, I don't think so. It might be. Yeah, it is dystopian, and that may be why I chopped it off, because I'm not really, after Dahlgren, Samuel Delaney kind of spoiled me for dystopias. It's pretty damn good. I may bring it up to the Facebook group just to see if anybody else wants to read it. We'll see. C.J. Hartman, Daughters of Anarchy. But I got a couple others that I want to look at and perhaps pimp a little bit going forward when I've had a chance to read them. And for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.